As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. All right, let's get this on its way. This ship has got to sail. Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com. You are listening and will be listening to Dr. Leonard Horowitz this evening and his co-host, Reverend Roxy. Now, before we get started, oh, yes, you know what has to happen, so let me know. Are you there, Dr. Len?
Hi, Reverend Roxy. Thanks for joining us, sister. Wonderful way to open a show. Thank you.
I hope so. I hope everyone enjoys it. I sure enjoy bringing it to them every week.
I love having you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a treat. It's a treat for me to enjoy your love.
Give it up to the Creator.
All right, let's do that. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings, not only that our sister Reverend Roxy Hampton brings us, but also all of our friends, our extended family, our community. There are so many of us out there, Heavenly Creator. I want to thank you for people like Ingrid Cassell Harkin from the Idaho Observer, who brings us vaccination liberation information all the time so that we can stay up on what the global beast is up to in terms of its genocidal propaganda, and it's also administering toxicity to the human family. I praise you for all the people that have been supporting us. I thank you also this week. Special thanks of love and joy. Please send your protective angels and blessings out to our brother George Norrie from Coast to Coast Radio, who had me on the show the other night and wouldn't let me go. I was supposed to go on for 5 minutes, and it ended up being about an hour. So, Heavenly Creator, bless George and Coast to Coast family. I want to thank all the people that are listening. And please, a special blessing out, Heavenly Creator, to all the people that support the Inside Hour through BBSRadio.com. I ask you for a powerful blessing and anointing on all this human family, this people who have ears to hear truths that most people don't want to hear. People have no ears to hear, no eyes to see the truth. And so, Heavenly Creator, you said that this time would come. You told us that we would have a time where on this planet we would be, but yet we were not of this planet any longer because we couldn't stand the hypocrisy, the uncertainty, the fear-based manipulation of the population, the traumatization and injection, intoxication of our children. You said that there would be a time that came that the pharmaceutical sorcerers were in charge and that we would not be happy and that the people would be dying. This is that time that you predicted, Heavenly Creator, through your prophets and your saints, through the words of wisdom in your Bible and your holy work. We praise you for giving us the word, the alert, the warning, so that we can not just prepare and make provisions, but also prosper, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your kingdom of heaven, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for bringing it down to earth right now as it is in heaven. I ask for that special blessed power of love within your holy throne to come down and anoint all the people that are listening to BBS Radio right now. That people be filled with your light of love and vibration of essence of divinity to bless we, the people, humanity, your humble servants, to create better and greater certainty, to eliminate the hypocrisy so that we may end up in the messianic age with lions lying down with lambs, where we can embrace each other as beloved brothers and sisters instead of war beasts, and that we could bring shalom, true peace and blessings, bring fruition, fruit sweet to taste as well as to feel, as well as the whole prospering level of your holy harvest that we shall bring to humanity in these forthcoming new world order days. It is your world order that we wish to seek, that we wish to bring in, ring in the truth that shall set us free. We praise you for bringing that in right now. As Babylon falls, as you predicted, as the economic crisis unfolds, and as people now begin to scramble for whatever help and refuge they can against the great plagues predicted to wipe out at least a quarter, if not two-thirds of the world's population, combining with all the other threats that humanity who are not protected with your certainty, your divine loyalty, your faith and trust that we shall march triumphantly through this incredibly evil and dark wilderness, because we hold in this valley of the shadow of death your loving light that shall sustain us, bring us shalom, peace, and well as prosperity and health and healing to the nations. Praise you for your crystal clear waters that flow through our bloodstreams. Praise you for your angels of direction, protection, and synchronicity by which we can flow through this incredible sea of opportunity to be all that we can be in your grace, your mercy, and your absolute joyful love. We praise you for that love. We ask for that love to uplift us at every moment. Heavenly Creator, I also ask for a special blessing and anointing and an educational edification uplifting of all the people that are listening. Because you see, Heavenly Creator, we understand how there is nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, and full faith and trust is the key that opens the door to the kingdom of heaven, and that this full faith and trust, like a switch that we can throw literally in our heads, turning off the dissonance, the fear-based consciousness, and awakening to the shalom peace of the silence, the sound of your beloved silence, the frequency, vibration, resonance of nature, of harmonics of the universe, that is where we tune into to be sustained and uplifted in your glory. You come to us in this silence, and you come to us in so many ways. We ask for those people who are in their heads most of the time, in fear and frustration and in doubt and in judgment and in guilt and in worrying about the past and brooding about what's happening in the future. Well, you see, Heavenly Creator, there's only one place right now in the now to be, and that is with you in certainty. So I ask for a special blessing and anointing for calmness and peace of mind, for peace of mind and open-heartedness within all the people who are listening to BBS Radio right now, worldwide. I praise you for bringing shalom, peace, to this planet through these people who are your leaders, who you're a front-line peacemakers in this magnificent transformation into the messianic era, where we shall have 1,000 years of prophesied peace. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for carrying out instantly, magnificently, all these blessings simultaneously. And I also say, in Yeshua's blessed name, and in your name, we give praise and glory. And so it is, on this day, October 21st, 2008. Reverend Roxy, hi.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Lynn. Amen to that.
I love you too, sis.
Yeah.
So what's happening?
Oh, I'm just in the midst of a real serious campaign over here on the Big Island.
Well, you and most Americans.
Yeah, I'm starting on the bottom rung, though. We're trying to put Emily back in as our elected official here with Aloha as the fundamental, which is love. And so we just got finished this week running a successful fundraiser at the Akebono, which was absolutely raised like over $4,000.
Woo!
Woo! And she's got everything she needs because it's a humble campaign. All come through the creator very quickly. We had wonderful singers and performers, and it just gave my heart some good to know that I still got it, you know, and when it going gets tough, the tough get going. And so it created blessings. And I want to let everybody know out there that I have a mantra that I want everybody to try incorporate in their lives as we come into this, as you said, uncertainty. They say the time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. And we have decisions to make. But what I really want everybody to do is to just remember this little mantra. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. All right?
Amen.
This is it. And just go with that. Go with that and you will survive. Now, I hear you was on coast to coast. that right?
Yeah, it was a last minute thing. Nobody was prepared for anything.
No, but and I know they're going to have to come because they have to ask because it's so much in the news. And I thought we would talk about a little bit for our insight listeners and those people who may have crossed over and joined you this evening. And we want to make sure that they're included. We're going to open up the lines, the phone lines, for anybody that would like to ask a question. But we're going to be discussing this thing one more time about the vaccines and the good news, how this all relates to the prophylactic thought of OxySilver in your life.
Oh, that's well said.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, they called me because New Jersey this week was pushing legislation and also a lot of activism against the passage of the requirement for vaccinations and the HPV vaccine for the children, the girls, you know, that this hideous cancer inoculation that they're preparing. And so, you know, there's really, folks listening, there's horrible news, and there's also the greatest news ever, that the global industrials want to inject, infect, intoxicate, pollute humanity and everything else, including the environment. Well, we've got OxySilver. And for those of you, in fact, you know, it's interesting, my little girl, Elena, came home. She's not so little anymore. She's 16. She came home from school today, and there was a teacher who was lecturing, saying that he had observed last night on the news that one of the federal officials had come out and said it's wise for people to stockpile 6 months of food because the avian flu is going to come get you, and you best stay inside for 6 months. That's what he said. Now, this is nothing new. I've heard this in the past. This is what has been predicted for a while now, since 1998, I think it was, when, if you want to know the real story behind the avian flu that's going to come get you, read the book Death in the Air. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And you will read about Don Tyson. What do you think of that name, sister?
Had chicken, chicken, chicken. Arkansas.
Yeah, good old Don Tyson, the tycoon, is behind Tyson Chickens. And, of course, you wouldn't have had President Clinton if it wasn't for Don Tyson. And you wouldn't have 500 miles of polluted waterways throughout the state of Arkansas if it wasn't for Don Tyson. Well, read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that, by the way, came out 3 months before that hideously insane day of 9/11. In June, by June 11, Death in the Air was out in the bookstores by the title, subtitle was Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Talked about the people who are polluting and literally causing the decimation of the population today and making money off of humanity's suffering. And one of those things was the avian flu, the H5N1 virus, and how Don Tyson and the Tyson Corporation and the global propaganda got behind this effort by the Tyson family to create a monopoly over the global poultry industry. Oh, the plot thickens. And so to get a monopoly, what do they have to do? They have to kill off the competition. And who's the competition but the small corporations and the family farmers who have the chickens running around? And they started in Asia, and they basically spread this thing. And then they spread the rumor to the United States that it was going to come here and you'd have to kill your dogs, your pets, cats and dogs, they told us, are going to get infected with this new avian flu that's going to come get you. So that was in 1998, folks, and it was all tied to the fact that the slaughter of all the infected avian, all the birds, all the chickens in Asia was what allowed the Tyson Corporation to establish its monopoly. Now, they've not stopped at that. As a matter of fact, whenever you folks, just for word to the wise, whenever you read in the newspapers or hear in the headlines that there are recalls of beef, or there are contaminations of various food supplies, or maybe in certain restaurant chains. Well, that's a takeover. This is what's called this sabotage, industrial sabotage that the CIA, Woolsey. Remember Woolsey, CIA director, Reverend Roxy?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. I was just captivated by what you were saying.
Yeah, James Woolsey came out in Congress and said that the new efforts of the CIA, the primary focus is going to be to serve as the intelligence agencies for, or agency for the global corporations that are America-based that request the CIA's assistance in industrial espionage and sabotage. And so that was a congressional hearing. And so what we now witness is, as we've been witnessing this week particularly, the heavy onslaught of legislation that is in so far as serving the pharmaceutical inoculation of anthrax vaccine. Again, the issue of vaccines and anthrax, and Bioport LLC made the web networks, because this week the government governing officials are going to decide on legislation that will actualize the current secretaries and officials claiming that they need to install legislation and the mechanisms for a 5-year emergency, state of emergency over the next 5 years with respect to biological weapons outbreaks and mandated vaccinations. And so the stockpiling of anthrax vaccine was the most pressing of the issue. They've been at this for a long time. Every time they do that, they sell a couple, let's say close to a couple billion dollars in both vaccines as well as the pharmaceuticals such as Cipro. When the government declares a state of emergency, and for 5 years they're going to now stockpile anthrax and Cipro, anthrax vaccine and Cipro, you know that they're engaged in money making. And so you follow the buck, and it leads you literally to the White House. The revolving doors between pharma, that's the group that represents the pharmaceutical industry, and the Bush family is sickening beyond your, you know, values as a loving human being. It is extremely sickening. And so what you realize is that, for example, with the anthrax mailings, which you can go on the website, for those who haven't read it yet, you can get the anthrax mailings case resolved by going to drlenhorowitz.com, the website, drlenhorowitz.com. That's my official website. And on the left-hand side, if you scroll down on the screen, you'll see the anthrax mailing special report, whereby I alerted the people in the media, mainstream media, as well as in the FBI. I don't know if I ever told you about that, Reverend Roxy. I actually hired somebody to go into the FBI's database and kind of like with a spider, get the names of the FBI agents and employees of the FBI. We got 1,500 of them, and we sent them the special report so that they would know on the inside of what was taking place outside with regard to the media and the scam. Because, you know, in intelligence agencies and organizations like CIA and FBI, you're really given information on a need-to-know basis only.
Compartmentalized.
Compartmentalized. That's exactly right. And so is your brain. You know, yes. It's fried, and basically it's propagandized. And so you don't know what is really going down unless you basically have an expert working for you, such as yours truly. So we did that to serve the American people and our great nation, and as well as become, you know, I think it was Yeshua who said very, very beautifully, you know, so you keep your friends close, your enemies closer. You know, a lot of people, you know, say to me, oh, you became a knight. Aren't you being controlled by the Pope and the Church? Well, I'll tell you something. If the Pope came to you, not to say that the Pope came to me, because the Pope did not come to me, but let's assume the worst, that the Pope literally came to you and said, listen, we really love your work. We want you to work with us to help humanity. I mean, would you turn that one down? So basically, you know, this concept that we've got to work with our enemies in order to wake them up and have them realize that there's beyond their Luciferian and alien psychosocial agenda and their personal orientation with closed hearts to a loving people, they treat us like dogs, worse than dogs. Dogs are, you know, treated great compared to what we're being treated. As a matter of fact, if you look at the way genocide against human beings are being not discussed in the mainstream media versus you know, the pet organizations that are protecting pets and animals, gee whiz, there's a lot more vocalization and a lot more of appeals to wake up and protests in activism groups about animals being abused than people being abused. So this is all of the what we need to look at is how can we stop this. And one of the ways that you can become involved in this is like Reverend Roxy is doing, from the grassroots, the family, community, political activity. And that's what she was raising this money for this week. At any rate, that's a little bit about the background on the anthrax vaccines. And it's deadly. And you're going to be taking this if you're not awake. So those of you listening, Reverend Roxy and I want you to know that now that we've laid this on you, it is actually your responsibility now. It is a calling. It's in a divine appointment. The synchronicity of this broadcast here tonight where you hear this message that tells you that beware, they're coming to get a lot of people injected, infected, contaminated, polluted, and so much so intoxicated that they die prematurely, because that's what the global industrialists want right now. They want a population reduction of about two-thirds, according to the Rockefeller-directed Population Council of the City of New York. They've been setting policy, establishing the think tank objectives of how are we going to, for example, create a world with a semblance of peace. Well, one of the recommendations was a form of slavery in which people would not even know they are enslaved. And what does that sound to you like but drug addiction? You don't even know how you're enslaved to sugar, to caffeine, to nicotine. You can relate to now as being an addictive drug, but the same thing for sugar. Reverend Roxy is an expert in that field. Go ahead, why don't you mention something about sugar for folks?
Well, you know, historically, when you think about sugar, every culture that has had it has ultimately lost its ability to maintain its mind correctly. It's demineralized. It acidifies. It does everything to the body that could possibly make it a bad machine, not functioning correctly, just bottom line. I start my lectures out by asking people, who told my mother to feed me all of that sugar? She thought she was doing something good. What we realize now is that when we look at all the cultures and processed sugar is what I'm talking about, concreted acid, that type of sugar, and also the artificial sweeteners, which are 10 times and 10,000 times sweeter, are messing with our brains. It leads to entrainment, it leads to mind control, susceptibility to certain colors, to stimuluses, to auditory stimuluses. We've been conditioned. And part of what is beautiful about the OxySilver solution to the situation is to begin to fortify the blood and the system with a metallic substance, a precious metal that will help you not to break down the communication of evil within the cell through the DNA. Got it? That's a simple way of a novice talking about it, and Dr. Len can explain it from an electromagnetic neutron, photon, whatever it is. And that's the beauty of this. You don't have to really understand how it works. It's just that, wouldn't it be nice to have faith in something that has been left behind to us in the ground other than uranium as our hope for the
yeah.
future? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They pushing that nuclear stuff up the hill again, Dr.
They are. They're just
everything. Energy.
You know, it's just the final act. I mean, this is like the grand finale, you know, where all of the players come on the stage. This is where all the globalists come on the board.
With King Kong up there in chains, you know, and all of a sudden King Kong is just breaks loose and they go, watch this. You know,
yeah,
like,
right.
We're all running away. It's that's why we have to pray. That's why we start the show off with it, because there is still a glimmer of hope that all will return to their Godhead and to love, and then we can get on with the forgiveness and on with the living on God's law.
Yeah. You know, I absolutely am certain we win. And let me share a little bit about how OxySilver does work from the technical and the scientific level. And I want to, folks, I want to open it up for telephone calls tonight, because if you were listening to Coast and Coast Radio with George Norrie, and you've been calling the offices, we've been basically very busy answering your phone calls. You must have a ton of questions, and this is the venue where the questions are invited. You have the free telephone number to call BBS Radio and join us on the Inside Hour every Tuesday night. We go on at midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Hawaii. And the telephone number to call is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Why don't you give us a call and ask us a question? It doesn't have to be topical. It can be really anything. It's really your show. It's our show together, and you matter. You're a brother and sister of this spiritual divinity blessing humanity, and you deserve the opportunity to have your questions answered. So please give us a call, 877-876-5227, and let me tell you a little bit about how OxySilver works. Okay, so you know water is H2O, and you know that silver has been used for millennia to prevent infectious diseases. Matter of fact, the old blue bloods, the royalty of Europe and the bankers, banking families used to have silverware, real silver they used to eat with, and as they ate, the silver would come off in their foods and in the drink, and then they would have the silver in their bodies, and they would be far less susceptible to the plagues, the Black Death, than the rest of the poor people who ate with wooden utensils. And so this is now the same thing, the concept that silver has a protective aspect to it. It has a energy to it, a resonant frequency to it that literally makes it unique among the periodic table of elements. And it is unique in that it's part of the most electrically or energetically conductive of all of the elements in the periodic table. The top three are copper, silver, and gold. And so I think we just got a visitor, didn't we, Reverend Roxy?
I did hear a beep. Hello out there.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you. My name is Loris, and I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Fort Worth, that's where DG's from, my father.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, welcome. You have a question for Reverend Roxy?
Yeah, well, I have a question for you.
Oh, no, she'll answer it.
No,
okay.
You ask Dr. Lynn the question.
Neither one of you probably can answer this question. It's about the musical tone.
528?
Yeah, well, all of them.
Okay.
I'm a guitar player, and I saw that you had strings tuned to there's three triads, but I don't understand, like, exactly which string is tuned to what. Is there a way I can find that out? I'm blind, and I can't read the chart, so I need, like, an audio file or somebody to tell me exactly what string goes with what note.
Okay, well, on my blog, if you go to drlenhorowitz.com and you scroll down just a little bit on the left, you see it says sound healing advice.
Okay.
And if you click on that, that's going to open up my blog. And the blog has some very wonderful articles. One of them is for musicians who want to retune into the perfect circle of sound, into God's musical notes. Then you read that article, and at the very end of that article, it's a real little thing, and if you're blind, it's going to be a challenge. Maybe you can have a friend help you with it, but there's
That's the problem. I don't have anybody here to read to me, and I've got no monitor, so I was trying to find out if there's another way I could get that information.
Yeah. Gee whiz, at this point, the one way is you could order the tuning fork set from Healthy
them.
World Store.
Yeah, I have them.
You have them already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, then, now, here's what you do with the guitar. You take your A string,
okay?
That's your second string from the, the second fatter string.
17, right? I mean, you can do that.
Yeah, okay. And you go on to your third fret. So, in other words, that's your C note, correct?
Right.
Okay, so now you tune that C right there to the 528. Then you're playing in 528.
Okay, so you don't tune the B note Like if you just put your first finger on the first fret, you'd have a C. You don't do that. You do it with the A. Is that correct?
Yeah, just take your A string.
Okay, I understand.
And then the third fret is what the standard C on a guitar
right.
is. You take your A sharp, B flat.
And then you tune everything else relative to that, right, so that it's harmonious.
Okay, that's right. Then you tune everything else like normal to that once you get that C.
Okay. I got
hey,
you.
Another musician getting ready to play a 528.
I got you.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Scotty Huckabee. Hey, I want to tell you folks, we have a special event that's taking place. This is the first time I'm announcing it nationally. It's taking place in Sedona, Arizona this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. So a week from right now, Reverend Roxy, I wonder if you could take over the Inside Hour for
Definitely.
Me. That would be really a blessing. Because next Tuesday night, Scotty Huckabee is going to be playing in 528 hertz frequency at a television studio, Awaken TV in Sedona, Arizona, where we're actually having 2 days of strategic planning for Live H2O with some top people in the whole industry. We have people who are engaged in research and filmmaking, and music, and in the agencies in Hollywood. We've got people from all over the world, from Canada. We've got Courtney Milne, who's Canada's leading photographer and artist, conscious, spirit-filled artist. And I'll tell you something, it's going to be a very important strategic planning meeting. Anybody in the Sedona area that wants to join us, it's open, it's all by donation, but we're really focusing on this question is, what can we do with 528 hertz frequency? The answer, we can change not just ourselves, but this entire planet. You know, Reverend Roxy and I have talked about the concert. And, oh, Reverend Roxy, let me tell you something else. Here's breaking news also.
Oh, let us say goodbye to our caller and thank her for the question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, anybody
Happy
else? The call-in number is 877-876-5227. Join us if you have a question or even a comment.
All right.
Yeah, so newsflash. Ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Emoto is saying that he doesn't think he has enough people in Japan to have a venue in Japan. So he's committed to coming to stay with us and work with us in Hawaii on the Big Island to host a venue from the Big Island.
Oh, well, my job now becomes so easy. Because just saying that man's name guarantees that the very best of the best are going to turn out to show him what the Big Island is.
Right. But, you know, let me just tell you this, though. As soon as he said that, and I laid that out on Christopher Chabot, who is just a beautiful human being, and he's agenting all of this for all of us, through all of his contacts, he wrote me back saying, hey, Len, I have a fabulous contact in Japan who's going to make it very easy for Dr. Emoto to have a venue in Japan.
Oh, so he won't be coming to the Big Island?
Well, as of the last email, he is. But we're looking to see if we can get him the help he needs in order to have his venue and honor the people of Japan who have supported him. Because he is the world's foremost investigator in the field of water consciousness.
Okay, I guess I'm back to working hard again.
Yeah, but you know you've got Trung Rinpoche, who is committed to come to the Big Island.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of people with us on the Big Island, Reverend Roxy.
Oh. Well,
and, you know, and then people want to know what other venues. Well, we're going to be working on that over the next several weeks, and we'll be announcing the venues. You'll also be able to go online. You can see right now at LiveH2O, www.liveh2o. That's the Concert for the Living Water website, liveh2o.org. So you just put in www.liveh2o.org. And you can read about this event that in my heart, my soul, everything I see, I feel, I'm told by the Creator and the angels, everything I'm looking at says we're going to win this, and how we're going to win it is by bringing praise and glory to our Creator through His living water. And so this is the concert that's going to create a global homeopathic, a global baptism, a global frequency resonance of divinity to bless humanity through the waters of creativity. That is the creative juice. That is the waters that flows from the eternal spring of life. That is the heavenly throne. That's the heavenly juice. And basically, in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, it says there's the creator, the water, were the same. They were part of the same. They were the one. And basically, if you look at the Hebrew alphabet, our best friend, Mitch, has educated us, the Aleph in the Hebrew alphabet, the first letter where it all begins, is a symbol for the dividing the water from the water, the water wave above from the water wave below, with a straight line. The shortest distance between two points, the creator and you, is a straight line, and it comes out of the water. So that's why your body is full of water. You're 80% co-creator. You're 80% of the powerful co-creator. Now, when you think about that, and you realize that you are the music. You're the musical mathematical matrix manifestation. In other words, you're a digital. That's mathematical. Bio-holographic, that's biology and holography. You know what holographs are. You know what biology is. The biology is holographically projected by the love of the Creator's heart to create. Creator loves to create. You're created in the image or imagination of the Creator through the spoken word, sound, frequency, resonance. So you're a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And you're coming out of water, and your body is mostly water, and you are a literally living prayer manifested. And so now, if you're created in the image of the Creator, what does that give you but the labiaratum, the lips, the labia, do re mi fa sol la, labiaratum in Latin, the lips, the creative instruments in English. And what are you supposed to do with that? Well, sing praises of glory and prayer. Articulate it through sound and song. And if you do that, whenever you do anything, you're going to be totally blessed. Here's another revelation this week, Reverend Roxy.
What's that, Dr. Lynn?
Nikola Tesla. Did you know that he prayed over every single one of his machines before he turned them on?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, for those folks listening that don't know who Nikola Tesla is, he's last century's greatest genius. Einstein got all the fanfare, all the propaganda, all the media. Einstein was pretty cool, but he wasn't as cool as Nikola Tesla, who's responsible for our electricity. And his basically lighting concepts were stolen by Edison. And he was literally, because he was such a holy man, he was totally into the Creator, into God, and giving praise and glory to the Creator every minute. And every time he worked with machines, and his machines were suppressed, their Tesla technology, the energy, free energy machines, currently capable to take humanity out of the darkness and the enslavement through this deception of the petrochemical industrialists and this hideous intoxication that results from our ignorance of the alternatives, which include the hydrogen fuels, the biofuels, as well as the free energy that's making the universe spin and our planet revolve. That's an energy, man. That is a power in the oceans. And if you can tap that, which Tesla did, basically we can be free completely. So this is what they've buried, they've secreted. We're going to blow it out. Right now we're blowing it out. And they're getting blown out because people are waking up in the spirit of revelation. People are waking up and then basically eliminating and ending this intoxication of the planet through the burning of the fossil fuels, as well as the intoxication of the holy water in our bloodstreams through the injections and the vaccinations. This is essentially a time of revelation and evolution. So basically, into the love vibration we go. And this is, again, Tesla prayed earnestly with love in his heart for humanity, for the Creator, and for his technology. Now, you think about that. I you know what? Everybody that's taking OxySilver that I know now, given what I'm telling you, that we impregnated the 528 hertz frequency of sound into the OxySilver water, and because we now know that we are powerful co-creators, that we can create instantly miracle healings, that all we have to do is use this type of a solution. Solution, the universal solvent. Salve pollute, do re mi fa so. Salve pollute, solve the problem, according to Webster's Dictionary. Solve the pollution. Solve it in your Holy Spirit-filled temple first, so that you can be an empowered co-creator. And the way to do that is with prayer. It's all about prayer. We are the manifestation of prayer, of the Creator's prayer. And, you know, it's funny, out of the mouths of babes. I don't know, Reverend Roxy, if I ever told you this story. Back in August, I was in a little rowboat with Aaron. And Aaron and I, my 8-year-old son, went with Dad out there for a little rowing. We're rowing around, beautiful sunny day, and we were recalling what it was like last fall. We were coming back from Sandpoint on the second biggest lake west of the Mississippi, second deepest lake for sure, and literally it's so deep there's a nuclear submarine operating in it, and I exposed that in Death in the Air. But anyway, we're out there on this beautiful lake, and we're recalling what it was like when the wind kicked up in this squall. It was a mini hurricane that hit northern Idaho, and we were out in the boat. And man, I'll tell you, we were all praying. A couple people did die. There were about 3 or 4 people that died of boat tragedies that day. While that was happening, we were trying to stay anchored, and because you couldn't go anywhere. It was a very frightening moment. And I was praying, and the whole family was praying, and gee whiz, we made it. Now, Aaron and I are out there on this beautiful lake in this peaceful day, and he's recalling to me, he says, Daddy, he says, you remember that? We were out on the lake. And he said that in response to me saying, Aaron, whatever you pray for, you're going to get because God is so great. And he said, well, Dad, you remember when we were out on the lake? And he said, you prayed for God to help us in the water? I said, yeah. He says, you know, it was your prayer that did it, Dad. I said, well, Aaron, I said, it was God that did it. He says, no, Daddy, it was you, because you said the prayer. That's why God responded. And I thought, man, isn't that wonderful? Out of the mouth of my son, an 8-year-old, to deliver that same message that now, you know, months later, I'm getting revelation of how powerful that prayer really is, and even the world's most brilliant genius, Nikola Tesla, recognized it, understood it, and did it with all of his technology. Now, OxySilver is a technology. It's the Creator's technology for healing. And so what are you going to optimize it with? Prayer, of course. And so that's really what 528 is. It's a love, heartfelt intention to create with joy and sustenance. And so that's, again, when you realize you can take OxySilver without prayer and you're still probably going to get well real fast, and or you're going to prevent a germ or flu coming on and getting you.
We have another call, Dr. Lee.
Well, that's wonderful. But do it with prayer. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, it's Neil Sorensen from Saskatoon.
Oh, how wonderful. Nice to have you join us.
Yes, and I just wanted to thank you for the time that you spent in Saskatoon here and for the insights and the blessings that you gave.
Oh, you were in the seminar, huh?
Yeah, I was in the seminar, yes, and I bought your book, and I just want to say what a blessing that book has been so far.
Which one?
The Love, the Real Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, brother. That's right. I love it, too. It's just a sweet revelation, isn't it?
Yeah, and years ago, I was part of the Pentecostal movement, and they talked about praying in tongues, and you know, just that getting away from the English language and just getting your head out of the, you know, I was praying with your own thoughts, with your own understanding, but you pray with your heavenly language, just the tongue, and you bypass that whole process, and you free your mind. Your mind becomes tuned away from English and away from the brainwashing that's happened, and you just get a fresh revelation, a fresh understanding. And when you were talking about just how that praying, you know, using speaking, looking at things backwards, and speaking in other languages, it increases your understanding, increases your ability to think creatively. I just wanted to thank you for that. I don't know if that's the way you understand it, but I certainly finding that to be a revelation for me now.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and that revelation is going to continue to unfold for all of us.
Yeah.
It's happening for that, like that way for me as well. This is what Da Vinci was tapped into. This is what allowed him to be the prophetic genius and artistic creative genius that he was.
Yeah.
And so, the answer, the reason why it's so simple, because what you're saying is so true and so simple, because when you are engaged from the center of your heart, which is the real intelligence, that's been proven in science, that the electromagnetic transmission capacity, the electrical conductivity and transmission capability of the brain pales by comparison to the heart.
Yeah.
They've measured it. And so, in fact, some of the experiments show that the resonant energy coming off of somebody's heart is far more powerful than the sound radar detectors and the sonic celestial radar and radio frequency energies. So
yeah.
This is profound, given that we now know space scientists have determined that the whole universe is full of water and our bodies are full of water. So basically, water is a superconductor of energy. And so the answer to how come it's so powerful is when you pray with heartfelt, loving intent,
yes,
then you are engaging that special place of creative excellence, of
yes,
sustenance, the musical mathematical matrix of the kingdom of heaven that the physics world calls the quantum field. That's the literally, or the musical mathematical matrix. It's all math. And there's one mind. There's one unity. This is why, again, it's so amazingly simple. Like when you're going back to music, when you're being trained to be an excellent vocalist who harmonizes with anyone at any time with any song, is you're trained by using A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
Which, if you sing that in the circle, you're actually singing the name of the Creator.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the sound of the sun that we just posted, David Sarita from What the Bleep Do We Know is going to be with us down in Sedona next week. If you listen to what he shared with me, we put it up on Live H2O, Reverend Roxy. You can now go on LiveH2O.org, and you can click on a link and hear the sound of the sun and look at the most spectacular water cluster, crystal-structured, perfect sacred geometry that was produced by the sound of the sun. And when you make the sound that I just made, it sounds like what you're listening to, but on a much more profound level. And then talking about, we had a musician call in earlier about the triads, the frequencies of triads. This is the music of the matrix. It's the music that we want to attune to, because all of nature is, by nature, attuned to it. The day atonement, the Day of Atonement, the holiest, highest, holy day in the Jewish calendar. It's called the Day of Atonement. What does atone mean? It really means, or an intended tone. We intend to commune. And from that communion that takes place from our hearts in a frequency resonance of divinity that shall bless humanity optimally. So there's the one mind, it's the one frequency and resonance, and that's what you're talking about when you talk about love, the real Da Vinci Code.
Yes. I also want to give a testimony. I had an opportunity because I had a cold on Friday, and it just hit me, and I had to call into work and say I couldn't be there. And I took OxySilver, and I just kept taking it throughout the day, you know, spacing it out. And every time I took it, I felt the cold drop. Like, just felt it, you know, that the whole thing with the virus going on dropping. And by the end of the day, I felt much better. And the next day, I felt almost 100% better. And
yeah.
Normally, that would take 10 days for me to get over a cold.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's the best thing I can recommend for people to do is at the first sign of a cold or flu hitting you, you know, that
yeah.
feeling you get when you first start to feel like you're coming down with something,
right.
you take three capfuls or three teaspoons with prayer that you are healed and you're sustained and restored and the virus is purged.
Yeah.
You know, and boy, I'll say you will not get sick. But if you get sick, doing what you did is the best thing you can do. We had Donna in the office, our office yesterday, came in with a horrible swollen tooth, just a horrible tooth problem. Endodontically, it was inflamed, and so she was miserable. But I gave her three teaspoons of OxySilver in the morning. She took another three before she went home. And then that night, she worked with a Rife machine. Came in the next day. She came in this morning, back to normal. I mean, like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So we really, I'm telling you, folks, if you don't have OxySilver, please, tomorrow when the office is open, call this toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. Call Healthy World Store. It's also healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Or go online to oxysilver.com. OxySilver.com. And then not only buy it, but actually allow us to bless you and bless humanity by giving you a $6,600 valued gift. That is a web services and website. We're going to clone our entire OxySilver.com website and give it to you so that you can help us save lives. It's time. We need to do it. It's in the news every day. Anthrax is going to come get you. They're telling you to stockpile your food. Stockpile cases of OxySilver because it's going to be far more valuable than gold or the dollars that aren't worth anything. When you have the capacity to help a baby and a child stay alive, that's what's the real value in life. Do it tomorrow. Call 888-508-4787 or go online even tonight, oxysilver.com. And then basically you can become an affiliate in our life-saving cooperative. There's a three level where you can prosper. You are making now, you're a full partner. When we give you this gift of a $6,600 web services and website for free, nothing to buy unless you want to. There's nothing to stockpile. You don't have to pay some amount every month to stay in the system. There's no hidden costs. There's no administrative fees.
Well, we got 2 minutes, Dr. Mann.
All right, Reverend Roxy. Anyway, yeah, check out OxySilver.com and then be part of our life-saving force. Reverend Roxy, do you want to share anything before we turn it down for the night?
No, except that our brother Don Nikoloff is coming up, you know. I kind of pride myself in having self-restraint. You know that Obama chose Colin Powell to be his advisor, and I'm like, this story's starting to get good, and I'm hoping that Don will have a few words about the ramifications of having Mr. Powell in the Obama camp and what that might mean for the coming years in terms of our foreign policy.
Had you heard that there is a lawsuit against the Democratic Party for not recognizing that Obama is not really a natural-born U.S. citizen? That means he's incapable by law of becoming president of the United States?
My goodness, no.
Yeah, that's news, huh?
That is news. Well, we got 1 minute. I don't have anything else to say except that I love you, miss you, and I hope that everybody will stay tuned to Nikoloff and come back here Tuesday. And also to remember that the time changes. We are now 7 o'clock and 1 o'clock Eastern time come after? Because we what? We fall back?
Oh, is that right? We're going to be on 1 o'clock in the morning now, East Coast?
Yeah, because now it'll be 7 o'clock, and everything pushes up or
no,
down.
No, that's spring forward.
The program,
I think you got it backwards, Seth.
I do, because we don't change here in Hawaii.
Yeah, no,
forgive me, everybody. Stay tuned.
Get your information on the time from somebody else. We're lost in time and space, I guess.
Okay.
All right, anyway, stay tuned to Don Nikoloff of Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Join us again next Tuesday night where Reverend Roxy Hampton gives us a blessing as an introduction, and we pray for you and everything else. And don't forget, sustain us, help us. Tetrahedron.org, the publisher. Healthy World Distributing or HealthyWorldStore.com. And again, be prepared. Get Oxy Silver. Love you, folks. Talk to you again. Reverend Roxy, you're going to be on alone next Tuesday night, right?
Yes.
Okay. You got the Inside Hour next week. I will join you in 2 weeks, folks. Love you. Bye for now.